What the hell is going on in Green Bay? This entire offseason, all signs pointed to imminent divorce between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Jason Lockenfor, NFL insider, he reported just a few weeks ago that Aaron Rodgers had told Packers president Mark Murphy that he wasn't coming back, that he was never wearing the yellow and green again. He didn't report to mandatory minicamp back in June. Now, according to Jason Lockenfor, besides the obvious reasons, Aaron Rodgers did this to make the Packers squirm, to make them nervous. Which, when you think about it, that is classic Aaron Rodgers. That is a classic Aaron Rodgers move. That kind of worked out for Green Bay anyway. It gave them the opportunity to give Jordan Love some reps with the first team offense. His rookie season in training camp was derailed by the COVID. Jordan Love is a big question mark right now. No one knows what the hell the kid can do. So the Packers, they probably looked at Aaron Rodgers missing minicamp as a positive. So this entire offseason, we have all been led to believe that Aaron Rodgers was finished in Green Bay. Around lunchtime on yesterday, Adam Schefter reports that the two sides are working on a new deal, and Rodgers will be returning to Green Bay this season. What? Now, the deal's not done yet. They're close, but it's not done yet, at least at the time of this recording. And this is not about money. This ain't about money. This isn't about extending Aaron Rodgers' contract. The Packers held their annual shareholder meeting yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, was a topic of conversation. I found it strange, though. There wasn't talk of the Packers working to secure Aaron Rodgers for the rest of his career. There wasn't talk of keeping him in Green Bay until retirement, or even long term. The main point was getting this situation resolved. According to reports, this new deal between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers is to get him on the field for this season and this season only. That's it. It would essentially void the final year of his contract, which is 2023. The Packers would not be allowed to use the franchise tag on him. There is already an out clause in Aaron Rodgers' contract following this season. The Packers could part ways with him and take a $17 million dead cap hit. It wouldn't surprise me if that dead cap number is part of the ongoing negotiations, trying to get that number down. What all this means is one of two things. The Packers are either looking to trade Aaron Rodgers after this season, or they are trying to redo his contract after this season. And I don't think it's the latter. I still believe Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. I don't think he wants to be there, but his options are limited at this point. He carries a $38 million dead cap hit, meaning if the Packers were to trade or release him this offseason, they have $38 million of useless money just sitting there on their salary cap. This is the wrong offseason for that to happen. The NFL salary cap decreased this year because of the COVID last year. Revenues are down. Therefore, the salary cap goes down. Players negotiate dead cap money into their contracts as a method of protection. It's basically like a no-trade clause. You make it prohibitively expensive to be traded or released. Unfortunately for Aaron Rodgers, in this situation, it worked against him. With training camp beginning this week, Aaron Rodgers had one of about three choices. Retire. He's not ready to retire, so that's not realistic. Refuse to show up, play hardball, and get fined every day for missing camp, or try and work something out with the Packers, suck it up, suck up your pride, and have his own version of the Last Dance this season. This is like putting a tiny Band-Aid on a 10-car pileup. The bodies, they're laying out in the streets, they're bleeding out, but the Band-Aid, it just kind of makes things feel better. This is going to be a long season in Green Bay. I do think the Packers are going to go all in, try to win the Super Bowl. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Devontae Adams. He's on the final year of his contract and has been vocal about not wanting to be in Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. As I was preparing this video, ESPN reported Devontae Adams is now, all of a sudden, willing to negotiate a new deal with Green Bay. But what is it going to look like? If 2021 is Aaron Rodgers' final year in Green Bay, what is Davante Adams going to do? Sign a one-year contract extension? How does that benefit the Packers long-term? It doesn't. Now, the new deal with Aaron Rodgers, they have language in it that says the Packers agree to review the situation with Aaron Rodgers following the 2021 season. Meaning, they'll be looking for people to trade him to. I just don't see how this is going to work in Green Bay. I believe both sides, Aaron Rodgers and the front office in Green Bay, I think they're both tired of each other. I damn sure assume Brian Gutekunst is ready for Aaron Rodgers to go, considering Aaron Rodgers has been trying to get him fired this entire offseason. Neither side really had any leverage because it was prohibitively expensive to get a divorce. It's kind of like the dude who's married with young children. He and his wife haven't gotten along in years. He is miserable every day. Maybe she's a stay-at-home mom. I don't know. The man knows that getting a divorce will ruin him financially. Child support, alimony, the cost of the divorce itself. He'd have to buy a new home while paying for the house that his wife lives in with the children. He's in a situation where it's cheaper to stay married. That's kind of the situation both Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are in. It's cheaper for them to stay together for one more year. Aaron Rodgers turned down a two-year extension that would have made him the highest paid player in the NFL to stay in Green Bay. He didn't want it. He don't want to be there. Green Bay, the Packers, they can save $22.6 million against their cap next offseason if Aaron Rodgers is traded or released. This is going to be a distraction all year in Green Bay. During Michael Jordan's final year in Chicago, the questions from the media were relentless. Is this the last year? Is this the last dance? Will you be back next season? After every practice, after every game, every shoot around, not every shoot around for Aaron Rodgers, was for Michael Jordan, but after every game, Aaron Rodgers is going to be answering the same questions. The entire team will be under a microscope. Anytime you see arguing on the sidelines, there will be speculation. Every word spoken by Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, the general manager, will be analyzed and dissected. It is going to be a huge distraction all season, in a league where distractions need to be minimized. I guess both sides felt that this was their only option. If I'm the Packers, I wouldn't want a quarterback that had told me repeatedly that he doesn't want to be there. I saw some people on Twitter claiming that Aaron Rodgers did all this for attention, and that he was never going to leave Green Bay to begin with. I don't believe that to be the case. I think he still wants out, but the Packers refused to let him go because it was too expensive. So he's sucking it up and giving them one final year and then getting the hell out of there. USA Today posted an article saying that the new deal gives both Aaron Rodgers and the Packers time to heal their relationship. For that to happen, both sides would have to be willing to repair the relationship. The Packers have Jordan Love sitting, just waiting in the wings. They drafted him for a reason. They didn't spend a first rounder on Jordan Love to have him sitting on the sidelines. They're not paying him all that money to hold a clipboard. They believe he is the future. All this new deal does with Aaron Rodgers is ensure that he plays 17 more games for the Packers. That is it. Oh, and one more thing before we wrap this up. Back in May, in an interview with Kenny Mayne, Aaron Rodgers said that people are the most important asset of any organization. He said that organizations tend to forget that it's people who built it. It's people that are responsible for the success, not the organization itself. Today in the shareholder meeting, or yesterday in the shareholder meeting, Mark Murphy said the best asset the Packers have as an organization is Lambeau Field. Most team presidents would say that their franchise quarterback is their best asset, but what the hell? Time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers returning to Green Bay. Is this his final season with the Packers, or will time heal all wounds and he finishes his career in Green Bay? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.